Baba Kama. Ketzad Hashem Moedas. As far as shame goes, how does that work? So we're talking about the Av here. What's the animal got as a Moed to in terms of eating things? So Lechel es Aroila. It's to eat things that are appropriate for it to eat. A behema Moedas Lechel Peres V'Irakos. And that means for behemas, for domesticated animals, fruits and vegetables, you know, plant material. So in other words...
So if you have a chimpanzee, it's also eating your neighbor. Neighbors are normal.
If I don't know if chimpanzees eat human beings as normal behavior, but certainly chimpanzees which are omnivores, if you keep a pet chimpanzee...
They're all omnivores.
Yeah. No, chimpanzees are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But so in other words, if I have a cow...
They cannibalize each other.
And my cow goes and eats... My cow eats your chicken off your barbecue. So then that's considered to be Karen, Chati Nezek, because cows don't eat chicken. So my cow did eat chicken, okay, but that's Karen. It's because it's just loopy and went crazy, right? So it's not normal for it, and therefore the damage would be Chati Nezek. As opposed to my cow sticks its head into your oatmeal and eats your oatmeal, that's a kshalom, because that's what cows eat. Okay? Right. Achle ksuso kalim, if the animal therefore eats...
And would this be even in Rosh Hashanah?
No. Remember, you're only chayav shein regel.
I'm driving in to marketplace with my wagon full of my produce. Right next to your carry cow goes, he's totally putter.
Yep. Shein regel is putter versus Rosh Hashanah.
So you stop at his traffic lights and he's...
You gotta watch it. Listen, you gotta watch. There's cows in traffic. You gotta make sure that there's your...
What is it happening all the time? Probably.
I guess
animals
so.
Animals are everywhere. I mean, if you can have cars today.
That's right. But people watch out. The guy taking his tomatoes to market should be mindful that there's cows on the street, and if you stop the traffic light, But anyways, we're doing a funny scenario. But anyways, if it stops the traffic light, he has to know that if there's cows in the street.
Goes to the bathroom.
Right, cows come eat it.
The cow eating is...
Yeah. My cat had a right to be here. Who told you to leave your delicious tomatoes where my cow could eat it? In the public place. Achal ksus or kalim, if the cow goes and eats ksus or clothing, and kalim or you know, my cow eats your watch or something, so then mishalem chatzi nezek, you lost the watch, but I'm paying chatzi nezek because that's considered karen. It's the same thing as my cow kicking or, you know, sticking its horn through your watch. Why the heck would my cow eat your watch? Not food for it. So, excuse me, when does this all apply? Brishus and nizek, like you said a second ago, we mean... Where my cow shouldn't have been. That's where it pays shein regel. Aval bershusam rabim. If my cow is in the public place and it eats your tomatoes, then pater. Im nehenes. Now, what happens if.
We're talking about the dog eating the steak. So it saved me 2 shekels on dog.
That's the next line of the Mishnah. The next words, what I didn't say yet, is im nehenes. If, anyways, look, my cow. You stopped in traffic taking your tomatoes to market. And my cow then ate some tomatoes out of the back of your truck. So, bershusam rabim, and therefore I'm pater. But at least imnanis, if my cow benefited as much as now I don't have to pay for lunch for a cow, my cow is full, tomatoes for lunch. So then Michelle and Mush and Nanis, I have to at least pay the advantage I got of not having to feed my cow. That's at least, it's called like Zenan of Zechasar, I benefited and you lost. So at least I have to pay you for my, I don't have to pay you for your loss, but I do have to reimburse you for my benefit. So there's the Mechlokas Amarayim, the Gemara, what does that mean? Does that mean like the cheapest food available? Like sometimes you feed your cow just
wouldn't it be what
Kevin.
You normally feel?
The problem is, but you, yes, but you
that's
normally.
Heaven, cash. No, Tevin, sorry.
The thing that you normally feed your animal might depend on what's available that day. Like, again, like we discussed this year, like, nowadays everything's super mechanized and it's predictable, but in those days, they probably, depending on what they could find food for the animal for that day, they would buy. So, one Amora says, the cheapest food available, Tevin, just straw. That's what you can pay, you know, whatever. Hay. The cheapest food, that's what you have to pay for. So that costs, let's say, 1 shekel for a cow meal of hay. Other Amora says, listen, my cow got a good quality meal. If that I wouldn't have bought, I wouldn't have had given my cow oatmeal, human oatmeal, that's for sure. But I would have bought it cheap. Like on sale, wholesale sorghum, you know, barley, if I could, because it's better for the cow. If it would be on sale, so then that Amora holds, you have to pay at least what food you would have paid your cow if it would have been on sale. It's like maybe 2 shekels. More nutritious, more quality. So I have to pay like the barley on sale price. It would be two shekels, which is what I would have fed my cow. My cow got better than my cow got human food, super nutritious. So at least I pay what I benefited. The Machlokas, by the way, the Machaber says, the minimum amount, and the Ramah says the soren on sale amount. Okay. Ketz Mishalem Mashananis. How do you, when do you pay the, just the benefit of God as opposed to damages? So it depends. This is just explaining when what. Achla Matocha Rachava. If my cow was eating inside the middle of the street, where it had every right to be, so then Mishalem Mashananis. I just pay for the fact that I ate lunch on you, so I have to pay at least my lunch for cow would cost. Vitzidei Rachava. However, if my cow is on the side of the road, now this, you have to understand there how they work sociologically, like, on the tzidei rechava, on the side of the road, is where people sell their wares. So that's not where cows belong. Like, that's the marketplace, the shuk along the side. Like the shuk, think of the shuk. If my, you know, there's the shuk where the people walk and the cows can pass through, and then there's like where people have their stalls, which is also part of the shuk, but it's now where the stalls belong. So I have no business taking my cow into the stalls area. That's not where the cow belongs. That's called mitzidei rechava. So once I bring it there, mishalem masha hezika, I've had to pay for damage. Because you can see this is where people do the good at the public place, but the side of the public place is where people are supposed to be setting up their shops, and you can't bring a cow into the shop. Similarly, bepesach hachanos, therefore, if we're talking literally shops, if my cow is standing outside on the Rosh Hashanah, but it sticks its head through the window, mishalem mashananis, I had a right to be there. Metoch hachanot, if I bring my cow into your shop, so then mishalem mashazika, to pay for the damage in full, because you know business bringing a cow into your shop. Tov.